The Fabiofest Film Festival, in its 20th year, began on Thursday evening. This year, the festival promises 200 film screenings and the attendance of internationally recognized stars, like Geraldine Chaplin, perhaps best known for her work with Carlos Saura, and Giancarlo Gianni, many fans will recognize from films like Casino Royale. Former Olympian champion Viera Chaslovska will be presiding over the main jury. She told Czech Radio she was very excited Geraldine Chaplin would be attending this year.
Most of us on the planet love movies, and I look forward very much to meeting her. I love Charlie Chaplin's movies very much, so I'm very excited. As for the jury, I'm going to overlook the process to make sure no whispering is going on and that members aren't agreeing on things among themselves.
Two Czech films, one Slovak-Czech co-production called Můj pes Killer, or My Dog Killer, and the film Bestoteku are in the main competition, Fabiofest Grand Prix. Můj pes Killer is a feature film by Slovak director Mira Forné that won one of the Hivos Tiger Awards at Rotterdam in February. It tells the story of Marek, who has no real friends but only his guard dog for company, who hangs out with skinheads near the Slovak-Moravian border. A Nazi without a cause, as he is described by the filmmakers, Marek is defined by mistakes and choices that he makes. Director Mira Forné.
It is a story of a very young man of 17 who lives with his dad. His friends are racist and members of a boxing club he wants to belong to very much. He has a dog, and it's largely because of the animal that he's accepted by the group. The turning point is when his mom shows up, introducing new conflict in familial ties, where racial prejudice comes to a head.
The film is shot in an almost documentary style, and the role of the mother was played by Irena Bendová. She's a non-actor who had no previous film experience.
When I got to know the director, she told me I was an interesting person, that I was very optimistic, but that she needed somebody who was rough and vulgar. I said, I don't know, but we tried it. As a director, she leads actors very clearly and provokes or goads you into giving more of yourself. Just when you think you can't take it further, she pushes you to the next level.
My Dog Killer won at Rotterdam just last month, which the director says was extremely satisfying. She adds humbly she was glad the film had simply been seen by the jury it had, which included names she has long admired.
This was a great jury, and I was happy that the people on it saw the film. For me, that was enough. The fact that Sergei Loznitsa, Ai Weiwei, and others on the jury were able to see it was great. And when we won, it was of course wonderful for everyone who worked on the film.
Here's a clip from the film now. It will go into official distribution in Czech cinemas on April the 11th.
To vám jasně povídal, že nechce, abyste chodili za náma do města. To musíte ze sebou brát k nám do města.
A ty něho budeš hlídat.
And the other production, of course, that a Czech team will have pinned high hopes on is Bestoteku, made by young, just 18-year-old first-time director Makej Chlupáček, so keep your eyes out for that. Meanwhile, program director Stefan Uhrík described what it was like putting together such a major festival like Fabiofest, describing it as highly stressful. He was also asked about changes this year after news was released that Fabiofest had been sold by its co-founder, Fero Finich, who stays on as its president.
Stressful is what it is. It's not only about our team in Prague, which works really well, but about people all over the world who have to secure and send copies of films. So the main thing is to secure 200 films for screening with as few changes to the program as possible. Regarding Fero Finich, I have to say that I haven't seen any big changes in the festival itself. It could be because things are in an interim period. It could happen next year, of course, that the new owners could come up with new ideas or new things they want that could be diametrically different. But you can always choose freely which stance to take.
Na řešení, jak se k tomu postavit.
News sources reported that Mr. Fenech sold Fabiofest for 25 million crowns, something the co-founder turned president has since strongly denied. He says the details of the deal were more complicated than that.
I can tell you that the sum that was reported is not true, even if it was included as an estimate in the contract. The business deal we signed was broader. That deal isn't public, and I'm bound by a non-disclosure clause.
The reason for selling the festival to new owners and investors had everything to do with the fact that Fabio, over the last 5 years, was increasingly cash-strapped.
Last year we had only one general partner and no main partner, and our budget compared to before the financial crisis was roughly half. It was a very dramatic situation in which it became apparent it would be harder and harder for me to keep Fabiofest alive.
Fero Fejnič there, the president of the Fabiofest Film Festival. Now, if you want to learn more about this year's festival, which shows every sign of being a success, visit Fabiofest on the internet. There's a choice of both English and Czech.
That was Jan Wellinger reporting on Fabiofest, which you can see in Prague in the upcoming week.